A large Bermuda high will continue to control our weather and bring us a taste of summer today with hazy, hot, and humid conditions kicking into high gear. Dew points will climb into the middle 60s, temperatures to the low 90s, which puts the heat index, the combination of those two elements and what it feels like to your body, in the upper 90s to near 100 degrees. Well, since this is one of the first days of high heat in the region, take it easy outdoors. If you do need to work outside, it's best to do it during the first half of the day to minimize exposure to the highest temperatures of the day. Be sure to drink plenty of water and wear a hat. Loose-fitting, light-colored clothes are best for reducing the effects of the sun and heat as well. It'll remain mild and muggy overnight with lows only falling into the middle and upper 60s, and that Bermuda high will continue to influence our weather and pump hot and humid air into the region on Saturday. Then a strong cold front will approach from the west on Sunday with increasing chances for showers and thunderstorms, some of which may be strong to severe as the day progresses. That front will put an end to the oppressive heat and humidity and return us to more seasonable, cooler temperatures for the new work week. While taking a look at potential significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma has outlined an area of moderate risk for severe thunderstorms for portions of Oklahoma, extreme southeastern Kansas, extreme southwestern Missouri, and extreme northwestern Arkansas. There's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms elsewhere from northwest Texas to southwestern Oklahoma and to portions of southern Wisconsin and lower Minnesota. From Oklahoma to the Ozarks, this is the greatest area for potential of tornadoes, some potentially significant too, along with very large and destructive hail from late afternoon into the early evening. A quasi-stationary frontal zone, perhaps reinforced by outflow from earlier convections over portions of Kansas and Missouri, will be the primary focus for thunderstorm development there. From the Mississippi Valley to the Upper Great Lakes region, scattered to locally numerous thunderstorms are expected in one or two southwest to northeast corridors across this region and expected to move northeastward. Early period convection over Kansas and Missouri will complicate severe potential via both its own evolution throughout the day, with potential for ongoing convection to move northeastward across Iowa, Illinois, as well as Wisconsin, and intensify upon encountering diurnally destabilized air masses, and its own outflow and cloud precipitation cover farther southwest across portions of Illinois and Missouri. In the past 24 hours, over the lower 48 states, the temperature extremes ran from a high of 108 at Death Valley, California yesterday, to a low of 15 degrees at Silver Lake, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, hot, hazy, and humid, sunny with highs in the low 90s. In Boston, sunny with highs in the low to mid 90s. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny, breezy, and warm with the chance for evening showers and thunderstorms, highs in the low 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. The maximum temperature, 74 degrees, is our normal. The record of 92 was set back in 1937. The minimum normal temperature is 52 degrees with a record of 34 set in 1961. Sunrise and sunset for today, May 31st. Sunrise at 5:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunset at 8:26 Eastern Daylight Time. And June 1st, sunrise 5:20 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Sunset at 8:27 in the evening. Here's my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Today, patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the upper 80s and low 90s, and southwest winds from 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight, it'll be mostly clear, mild and muggy with lows in the lower and middle 60s with southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, as well as for the remainder of interior and southern New England, today, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, hot, hazy, and humid with highs in the low to mid 90s with a southwest wind from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear tonight with middle 60s. Winds out of the southwest from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, mostly sunny today, hot with highs in the lower 90s. Winds out of the southwest from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mostly clear this evening, then becoming partly cloudy with lows in the lower and middle 60s and west winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. For the southern Catskills, Taconic, southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Today, patchy fog in the morning, mostly sunny, hot with highs around 90 and southwest winds around 5 miles an hour, increasing to 10 to 15 miles an hour this afternoon. Mostly clear tonight, mild and muggy with lows in the lower and middle 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, patchy fog this morning, mostly sunny, hot with highs in the lower 90s, southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour, mostly clear tonight, mild and muggy with lows in the mid and upper 60s, and southwest winds from 5 to 10 miles an hour. Region-wide for Saturday, a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high temperatures in the upper 80s, still quite muggy out there as well. Sunday, a cold front passes by with showers and thunderstorms, some of which may be strong to severe, highs in the low and mid 80s. Cooler Monday with some morning showers, then afternoon and evening clearing, highs in the low to mid 70s. Tuesday, mostly sunny, near 70 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, mid 70s for highs. And Thursday, mostly sunny with highs in the upper 70s. I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Jason Caterina.